reach the
show. My name is Dave, aka, you know what, I'm gonna stop doing this. And this is a Fistful Podcast from fistfulpodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you as usual to my co-host all the way in the Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
I renamed my dog Rolex
because you have to watch him
because I needed watchdog? Yeah, because I needed a watchdog.
And Timex was taken. Right now, there's to Andy. There is Mr. Adam J. Hubbard, Esquire.
Hey, how's it going?
It's a very chill show.
Hi, welcome to NPR.
Mellow. Where was this charisma earlier on, 300 episodes ago?
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Fistful Podcast. We have a caller on the line. Caller?
Yeah. Hi.
thank you for calling. If you could turn off your radio, please.
Of course, in studio with me, we have Chris over there on the couch.
Hello.
So, guys, lots going on. Formulated a brand new beard oil.
I heard
formulated
that.
He
made it from ancient
formulated
magics.
Formulated it myself. So... the problem with beard oils is it's hard to find the scent you want if the scent you want isn't trees, oranges, or mint, or eucalyptus.
Yeah.
I like trees. Eucalyptus
right,
is a tree.
But I mean, like, when I said trees, I actually meant pine. So it's pine, eucalyptus,
sandalwood,
tea tree, but all these are very specific notes that are in almost all beard oils. You can't find any beard oil that's like, oh, this smells like something zany.
It's because that's what men are supposed to smell like,
apparently. So, yeah, that's the thing. And like, I have one beard oil that is coal beard oil. Like, it was pulled from the earth from ancient plant carbons and then pummeled into a bottle for my face's delight.
You smell like an old coal miner.
It smells terrible. So what I did was I was like, you know what? I've got this. I put a styling balm in my mustache to keep it nice and curly. And then I had this orange scented or citrus scented balm. And I put that in and the scents mingled in my nose. And I thought, Dave, what are you doing? So I went to Amazon immediately, bought all the carrier oils, bought all the essential oils, mixed it up. So now I have my very own creamsicle scented beard oil.
It smells delicious. Wow.
David smells like a summer treat.
Let's go back to smelling like the Industrial Revolution, huh?
More like coal again?
Yeah.
Just like gritty, dirty puddles.
I've mixed all the tree scents plus coal.
Well, gaslight lanterns.
That's the thing. This scent is more for the people around you. Like, because if popular media has led me to believe one thing, is that men love manly scents. They love gasoline. They love dirt. They love boogers. These things men love. So
what about like maple syrup?
Yeah, I mean...
It attracts flies.
Well, I'm not going to put maple syrup in my beard.
Uh-oh.
Just the same.
It's good for split ends. Yeah, so that's the thing. If you're looking around, every beard oil is, you know, the typical dude scent. Like, it's everything's eucalyptus, everything is this, everything is that. So I was like, fuck that shit. So now... and that's the thing. Essential oils come in literally any smell and any flavor you want. So I made up a batch and I've been flaunting it around, making people smell my face.
But what illnesses do the essential oils that you purchase cure?
Desire for a delicious dairy and citrus-based treats.
Mm. Oh, that is an illness that used to plague mankind before essential oils.
Yeah, before the creamsicle, mankind went unquenched in that area.
See, anytime I see somebody buying essential oils, it's always like the medicinal ones.
Yeah.
Right, but that's the thing. There's no such thing as a medicinal essential oil. It's all, from what I can understand, from all the people around me using them, it's like the scent that's supposed to give you the effect,
boner.
But like, we're not like, this isn't the like the 1680s, right? We're not worried about clouds of bad humors or noxious vapors floating into our windows at night. Like,
the miasma.
We're no longer like scared that a bad smell is going to make us sick. So why would we think a good smell would make us healthy?
Because people are insane.
Exactly. So when I put the essential oils in my beard oil, I did it strictly for nose pleasure. I didn't consult any charts, ask any shaman, didn't burn any incense. I just did what smelled good to the nose, and the carrier oils do the rest.
David, nose pleasure is not on Pornhub.
Shit. What about Tube8? I mean, there's so many other resources, Andy.
X-Hamster.
What?
X-Hamster?
That's a porn site.
Yeah, it's a porn site.
Is it someone who used to be a hamster but is now getting used to their human body?
Yes.
Through sex?
And they're masturbating constantly.
It's really a Cinderella story.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is always rooting for that hamster that's accidentally transferred into a human body who overcomes their hardships through masturbation.
Is it Hamtaro?
Is it Hamtaro?
Yep, it is Hamtaro.
He had something to do after the show went under.
Became Hamtaro, like the point of the show, he finally became a real boy, like they always wanted, and immediately he just started touching it. He
became a porn mogul.
So, wait, so Hamtaro wanted to become a real boy?
No.
Okay. Because I thought, that's the only instance I've ever heard of an animal wanting to be a human, unlike humans who constantly want to be and fuck animals.
Yeah. I bet you there's a movie where there's like a dog that's like, "Who show us a boy?"
Well, we don't have as many animals to question in real life about these kind of things.
That's true. I don't know what my dogs would do given human intelligence and body.
Hump each other.
Yep.
No, I mean,
they do like, that
just
now.
Be the worst roommates.
I mean, we'd be starting at like the IQ of like a 2-year-old. So all we'd have to do is get them into language and not to hump each other, and we could send them to school.
Yeah.
Then they could support us in their old age.
We're going to write those babies off on our taxes. The taxes come, they say, "Have any children?" I say, "No, I turned 3 of my dogs into humans, though, and I'm raising them. And I'm raising them like children." So
I don't see a spot on my tax form for black magic of any sort.
I feel like I should at least get half credit for that.
We have 3 dependents. I mean, we feed them.
Yeah, they're dependent as all hell. If I didn't do anything for them, they'd die.
If we didn't do anything for them, they just humped themselves into a coma.
Yeah, it would just be 3 dried out dog husks all in frozen hump form.
It is weird when the neighbors look into the window and David's yelling at a half naked like a half naked person. Go, "Ruby, get in your cage.
Go to bed."
Yeah, because I mean, you'd have to, for the first month or so, you'd have to wean them slowly off of dogs. So I couldn't take them out of their cage and put them into a bed immediately.
No.
Yeah, I suppose
they'd lose their shit.
You'd have to crate train those humans.
Yeah, plus I'm gonna have to train them from shitting in the yard to shitting in the house because I'm not picking up human shit.
No.
Well, no, you can teach them to pick up their own shit.
Yep.
That seems like it would take... Well, but then if I can train them to pick up their own shit, why not just have them shit in the toilet?
I don't know. What seems easier?
Plus, with the variance in human deuces, could you imagine what my backyard would look like? Oh, my God. It would look like a minefield in a manure factory.
It's like one of the lower levels of hell.
Oh, yeah. It would be the 4th level. Yeah, that guy. And there'll be that one guy who, like, rolls over and he sits up out of the shit and he's like, "Guess why I'm here?" And I'm like, "Nothing interesting." And he'll be like, "Yep." And he'll roll back in face first into the shit.
"Thought we told you to get out of our yard.
Get out of here."
He's like, "What about, you know, King Minos? He sent me here."
Virgil comes, takes tours through your yard every once in a while.
He's like, "If we take a quick detour to this yard and see that guy, you might do." He just has to ask everybody who takes the tour, "You know that guy?" And they're like, "No." And he's like, "All right, see ya."
There's the keeper of the 4th level, David.
Yeah. "Does anybody want a dog or a man that used to be a dog?"
Yeah. I'm out on the back porch, like, drinking an iced tea, grilling a burger. And I'm like, "Hey, guys, what's up, Virg? Looking for a Red's Hard Apple?"
"My God, he's a monster."
"I prefer Strongbow."
Yeah, and then they go back down to hell, and then there's that gaggle of demons who are constantly poking him in the ass around that lake of boiling blood. And they're like, "Man, I miss the yard."
I mean, it was smelly, and there was a lot of different kinds of turds. But that guy,
drinks.
That guy offered me a drink, and I shit all over it.
The sun was there. There was clouds. It wasn't like this huge wailing smelly pit. Oh boy. Anyway, guys, what also happened is got a new car. Stepped out of the Focus, even though I loved it so dearly. The new car I'm saving $200 a month on, in car payments alone, not to mention insurance and the cheaper registration.
Nice.
Is it child safe?
It is child safe. It's child capable. It's child ready. There's plenty of room to put a child in it.
Does it have those awful child locks that I don't think are a feature anymore?
I don't think so. It's a Honda Element, so like the two back doors are inaccessible unless one of the persons in the front opens the other door for them.
Oh, good.
So there's no way they're getting out. And even like the windows don't roll down. They just crack open like those shitty minivan windows that are all the way in the back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I found that out, and I was
take
like, uh-oh. Well, I'm never going to be back there, so what the fuck do I care?
I will be.
As long as why would you be in the back seat?
Because you go back there with newborns. One of us goes back there, me.
Like for emotional support?
No, she's going to be bonding with the baby more than you.
So it'll be me up front carrying around you guys in the back so you can watch the baby sleep. Because I don't imagine he's going to be super active during those first few months.
That's driving what Miss you're Daisy. Supposed to do.
That's weird. What do you like, watch, pop on a DVD back there and just like chill, Netflix and chill back there?
Yeah,
little Einstein. I hear that if you play Baby Geniuses for babies, they become geniuses.
I heard if you play Baby Geniuses backward, they become evil. which I didn't think made sense.
If you became Baby Geniuses backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, they became evil idiots.
It'll be our undoing.
Oh, man. One thing I also started doing now, I started taking care of myself, getting a better diet. So with all this energy that I had, I was like, you know what? Let's try a crack at the gym again. One thing I forgot about the gym that I absolutely love is the random crazy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen this guy. He'll show up street clothes, cargo shorts, and a dirty t-shirt, typically with a backpack. Now, this character is very interesting because he will go from machine to machine, scoping them out, touching the knobs, moving the pins. Then he'll begrudgingly put his hobo bindle down, essentially.
He'll put that down. Down roots.
He'll put that down. Do the machine completely batshit crazy bonkers wrong. on like an insanely high, an insanely low weight. And then get up and never use that machine again. And he'll do the same thing for every machine.
I see old people do. Like, there's an old guy that goes to my gym that I see every once in a while that gets on, like, there's a stair-stepping machine where the stairs, like, it's actual staircase and the stairs rotate down.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll get up there and he, like, stares at people as he's going up. He's like, and then he'll go over to the machines and put them on a really low weight and go, like, do four quick pumps. And then he's like, whew, and goes to the next one.
Wipes all the sweat off his brow.
Yeah, this guy was doing that exactly. He had like dirty tennis shoes, like the cargo shorts, the dirty like concert tee, and he was like really like I applaud his creativity in the way he interpreted using these machines. But you know the machines where like it's the two things on the cable and you do chest butterflies with, so you move from a lateral to in front of you.
Yeah.
To work your pec muscles. Well, this guy grabs him, runs out as far as he can, and then starts punching to the sky like he's trying to hit a goblin or a giant ogre in the penis.
You sure he wasn't some sort of performance artist?
If he did, it was to a party of one, and I didn't buy a ticket.
This is cross-dimension fit.
Yeah, was I there that day?
You were walking
around
the...
That was the guy that would take random runs around the track?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what these crazy guys always do. They'll hit a machine, do something insane on it, do a lap, walk around the gym, find another thing, do something insane with that. Like this guy, he grabbed like 2 5-pound weights, he's standing in front of the mirror, and he just like, as if two men sat down in front of him and he was in some sort of pit and decided to... pleasure the gentleman. He goes diddly 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 with these 2 5-pound weights, and he is fucking full of himself, man. He is loving it. He knows what he is doing, and he is doing it well.
At least he's having a good time.
It's like the guy that I saw the other day. You know the machines that have like rip cords,
mm-hmm.
and you, They have two right next to each other. The guy had one from either the machine was like,
using both machines.
Yeah, I can't. Like, because not only does the internet exist, spoiler alert, but on each machine is a diagram of how to use the machine.
Yeah. I think they're made to be sort of idiot-proof.
Right. So, like, I get the free weights. Like, people get around free weights and they start acting like brain-damaged penguins. But a machine is like, look, here's a picture. You sit down. Here's a seat. You reach up. You pull this. You pull that. You push this. Dude gets in it, like, practically backwards, starts pushing it with his ass. And I was like, okay, yeah, this dude is off his nut. But that's...
I feel like with free weights, like, as long as you're doing something while holding the free weights, aren't you exercising?
I mean, technically, but if you're doing something insane, there's a greater chance you're going to injure yourself than you are going to make yourself better. And
greater risk, greater reward.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you see all these dudes that that want a front for everybody at the gym, so they grab 15 pounds over what they should be doing, and then they have to really throw in the body English to get the curls.
Well, of course.
And I want to be like, who are you? Like, number one, you're cheating yourself out of an actual exercise. Number two, you look like you're doing the worm standing up. Well, and number three, no one is buying that you can do that much weight, you piece of shit. Like, I don't put on airs. I'm weak. I know that. I do what I can do.
Oh, God. I was looking in the mirror the other day. I was like, oh, my God, I have a... I'm shaped like an Erlenmeyer flask, like skinny and then blonde.
The dude that David was talking about, he would go and randomly do a couple laps. And I was walking, like speed walking, and I had to be on the inside of the track, far inside. If I got any farther, I'd be jumping over the middle into the basketball court below me. He would run and, like, completely cut me off at every turn we made. Damn. I almost tripped him twice, like, gave him a flat tire because he just came out of nowhere and just literally cut right in front of me. I'm like, dude, like, I can't, like, I'd be grabbing the wall.
Gym dudes are crazy. And, like, that's the thing. Even though I go to, like, a cheap-ass, like, it's the multi-generational center, like, it's not even a real gym. Like, it still has fucking stereotypical meatheads. It has everyone you'd see at a normal ass gym, which is weird.
See, I go to Planet Fitness, which if you look up gyms online, everybody makes fun of it. I'm like, it has all the weights and stuff I need. What's wrong? It's like, yeah, but they give you bagels. And I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, bagels.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. They are probably the worst gym simply because they're like, hey, man, I know you're working hard. Tomorrow, donut day. Day after that, fucking pizza day. Day after that is a fucking root beer floating hand job day. Come on down, for Christ's sake.
Like,
we need your business.
I have all the equipment I need, and I don't eat any of the bagels.
Yeah, I mean, all you really need is just for the equipment to be in a room. You don't have to, like, hang out with the people who go there. Like, if you're one of those people that goes to the gym but also is so weak-willed that you eat the terrible food the gym provides for you, what are you even doing there?
Eating for free.
Say what you will, their all-you-can-eat spaghetti bonanza is really good.
So many carbs, guys. You got to cut down on the carbs. I'm telling you that as a friend.
I love carbs, though. After we're done with this, I'm going to go get some hamburger and make Velveeta pasta shells with hamburger.
Oh, God.
Mm. Like, carbs is... they're the best thing.
Yeah.
Until you start looking into them. I'm not going to preach to you guys because I'm not going to be that guy. You guys can... you're adults. You can live your own lives. But I'm going to tell you, I stopped eating carbs and I feel a lot better. End of story.
Oh, look, he's becoming that guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Right before our eyes.
End of story.
Where did my sweet baby boy go?
Well, so what if I want to eat 6 breadsticks and then be tired at work the rest of the day?
Not only that. Here,
no, you got a carbo load before you do all
this. Here's something
stuff.
I'll tell you for free. Here's something I'll tell you for free. So, you know, everybody's like, oh, is gluten bad or is gluten good? Is it this or is it that? So, you know, a lot of people are like, who cares? Here's why you should care. What happens is when the parts of the gluten that you cannot digest go into your stomach, they have an effect on your cells in your gut. So your cells in your gut fit together real snug. So, like, your blood can't get in your shit and your shit can't get in your blood. Pretty genius,
I don't
right?
know if I want shit in my blood.
Yeah. Exactly.
That sounds like dysentery.
Well, when the indigestible parts of that gluten pass through, it causes those cell walls to shrivel away from each other, allowing seepage. So when you see a dude, like, you know, the beer belly.
Oh no.
That the beer belly is classic, like your shit is breaking down, getting through those cell walls, and causing your shit to bloat. That's all inflammation.
But alternatively, if it lets all the bad stuff through easier, it lets more of the good stuff through.
He's right.
So you're thinking that there's good stuff in your lower intestines that you think you're missing out, that your body is missing out on.
Look, I'm
that
not
you
perfect. Put... My body doesn't get all the good stuff out in one go through.
Yeah, so your body is like, hey, we've processed this as far as it can go, but...
Look, it's a government job. They don't have to do everything.
We've never thought about dumping liquid raw waste into your bloodstream. What do you say, buddy? Is it a go, Captain?
So let's go on the David diet. Nothing but carrots that you shove in your butt, baby carrots, and
why do you have to shove them in your butt?
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds?
Yeah, it's just pork rinds. Pork rinds and butt carrots.
Yeah. I mean, guys, look at this. I mean, I'm glowing. The diet works.
He's never looked better. I got to get on this.
Yeah.
I thought that was just because of the baby.
I'm very happy that Burger King is starting to offer that baby carrot pork rind combo. I think they're putting it on as number 15 or something.
David's been taking all of Chris's prenatal vitamins. Yeah.
No wonder
my skin is so soft.
His coat has never been shinier.
Tons of folic acid in those, but made my stomach upset, so I stopped. So what's up with you guys? What's new?
Oh, the racism.
Yeah.
Well, so I'll start off with a story from work.
Okay.
I'm standing at guest services, and this lady walks by, and she's a shorter Hispanic woman, and all of a sudden, this large... she wasn't like fat. She was this tall Amazon-esque woman. Runs up to her and goes, "You hood rats stole my tights."
What? Like from her hands?
And the lady turns around. She's like, "What?" And she goes, "Those tights look just like ones that were taken from my car 6 days ago."
From my car?
They were one of a kind.
Now, upon closer inspection of this woman, she is wearing tights that seem way too short. Like they were more like torts, like tight shorts.
Torts, is that a thing?
I don't know. It is now. And a shirt that said "Make America Great Again, Trump 2016.
Oh, so.
Well, you gotta let people know from a distance what they're in for when they talk to you.
Now the lady goes, "I didn't do." She goes, "Yeah, you and your friends were near my car, weren't you?" She goes, "No. What the hell's your problem?" And then the lady goes, "You may go."
You may go.
I get on the radio. I was like, "Yeah, there's a lady like accosting people here." So
I hope you said that like loudly next to her.
No, she had retreated to Starbucks and was like looking out the window at people.
Out the window?
Yeah, she was looking out the window that looked down the parking lot, like staring at people. So the manager goes, "You have to get out of here." So she goes outside and starts yelling at Hispanic people out there. Any Hispanic woman she sees wearing tights, she's like, "Those are mine."
Apparently, she had a lot of tights taken from her.
Yeah,
maybe she was like she was Nevada's number one right wing tight distributor. And you know what? These tight thieves come across the border, drive the 37 hours to get to Reno to break in on this racket.
She lost her whole shipment. She sells them out of her car.
Yep.
Yeah, terrible business model.
So then the manager and one of the higher up managers, who I'm going to mention, she's a black lady. Goes outside to tell her that she has to leave or they're going to call the police. To which she looks straight at the black lady and says, "I don't have to do anything an N-word says."
Ooh.
Wow.
Damn.
So they walked back inside. At this point, I had like I went and I clocked out and I'm walking. Like this is 30 minutes later, I go clock out. I'm walking back and they're like, "Hey, did you see that lady?" It's like, "Yeah." It's like, "Well, she called her an N-word and all this stuff." I was like, "Oh, that's weird." I go outside. She's on the ground being arrested by the police.
Yay.
Woo. So this story is a happy ending.
Well, apparently, after they were like, "Okay, we're going to go call the police," she was going up to Hispanic people's cars and ramming carts into them.
Jeez.
What? So this a couple of steps ago, I recognized this as a mental patient instead of a ultra conservative.
Like, yeah,
I wouldn't hold this against the right for that, but it's very tempting.
But necessarily.
I go to my mother-in-law's house for my second birthday. They have to give me a birthday. They can't just give me a card.
Well, you've had first birthday, yes, but what about second birthday?
And what about fourth birthday at midnight? They get that at Taco Bell.
And she starts talking politics. She's talking about how great the NRA is. And I said, of course, I said, because I was already grumpy that day. Yeah, it's weird that the I think it's great that the NRA hired Oliver North because he already has experience selling guns to terrorists.
I mean, he does have a good resume. I'll give him that. He knows how to sell a weapon.
3 years experience. Huh?
And she goes, okay. No, that was all false.
Really? Because
she says you need to do your research. And she's like, I know it's your birthday, and you think you're right. And I'm like, okay, here, let me pull it. Oh, look, Oliver North sold like here's all the stuff. He got pardoned by the president. Yeah, That's why he didn't go to jail.
Admit it?
Like, oh, well, I didn't hear any of that. He's a nice man.
I didn't hear this happened in the fucking 80s. How long does it have to? How? If you didn't hear about it in the 80s, what, like, how many, what, Andy?
But, okay, so then we're having dinner, and I tell that story, complete with the Trump shirt. We get done, and my stepfather-in-law goes, well, I don't mind Hispanics and blacks as long as they're civilized.
Oh, my God.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I was like, was that the point of the story?
Yeah, he's like, you know what, you're right. The ones that are well-behaved are tolerable. You've learned me something here today, Andy. I thank you for that. You've taught me a kindness.
And every time this sort of thing starts happening with any of my family, I just start texting David because I know he knows the pain.
The Chinese.
So, and then my mother-in-law came over the other day, and we're talking about how Costco is closing.
It
what?
No, Sears.
All of them.
Sears. Sorry.
Oh. That makes sense.
How Sears is closing now. I was like, yeah, it's just been bad for a long time. She goes, yeah, same thing happened to Mervyn's. They started tailoring themselves to the Spanish crowd, and then they just went down the drain.
Yeah, it's definitely not because of Walmart putting everybody out of business and the fact that you can shop on Amazon without having to smell the BO of a 900-pound land whale.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, and then,
like I was telling, like my mom starts talking politics. I was like, yeah, I pretty much hate all Republicans now. And she goes, what? And I was like, let me just say politicians. She goes, well, the economy's great. The tax cuts. I was like, Mom, I don't see any tax cuts. She's like, oh, no, of course not. Like, you have to have a higher income for that.
Yeah. Well, right. Here's the thing. Like, we have a full-blown Gitmo for children. We are living in an age where Gitmo for children, Disney Gitmo, exists.
Adam, if you haven't seen it, like, the children that they're separating from the Hispanic people that are trying to come across the border, they're being placed in like dog cages.
Yeah, they're all in like kennels under space blankets. So it doesn't surprise me that someone can look past like human rights violations, can look past like the scent of like Putin's semen on their leader's breath, can look past like paying for Kim Jong-un's hotel room, can look past plowing a porn star in the fart tank, can look past all of that. The fact that he's a terrible man and a terrible father and a terrible person, they can look past all that simply because the economy is slightly up.
Oh, yeah.
And for who? But that's the thing. Like, what? Tell me, if you can prove to me that playing golf at Mar-a-Lago and picking your ass improves the economy, I will believe that Donald Trump had any hand in that.
Yeah, I'll start doing it.
Yeah, I'll fucking pick my ass 24/7 if it improves the economy.
You think that would help if we all started doing it?
Yeah, we all start picking our ass and playing golf at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I mean, you have to put on a lot of weight all in your ass. You have to wear women's panties and very thin tennis shorts, constantly pick at that ass. And, you
that's
know,
very important.
Yeah.
Do not skimp on that.
It's the Trump's 4-year plan. Step one, pick ass. Step two, play golf. Step three, go to 10.
Yeah. We're good. After 4 years, of that, we're all going to be super rich.
After 4 years, you just mic drop and walk away.
Yeah. I want to ask, so we're halfway into making America great again. What has gotten better? Can you guys, I want anyone, no one writes in, so just kidding. But I want you guys to, what do you think has gotten, okay, I will give it this. If I were a racist, I would be eating up all of this kid Gitmo shit and all this Mexican hate and all that, like NFL hate. I would be eating that like candy.
Steel prices have gone up.
Well, that's not good for the economy, right? We don't make most of our steel. We get it from China.
Well, yeah.
So that's fucked, Andy.
Oh, wait, no, that was bad. Sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's got to be some way in which America has been made at least 50% greater through this whole term, right?
We made ourselves greater by diminishing Canada.
Oh, yeah. Canada hates us now even more than ever, which, great. Like, the one people who are always like, well, I mean, they still could maybe. Now we're just like, it's like that. here's what America is, that drug addict relative who's going from ER to ER getting Oxycontin tablets. And Canada was our one last relative who was like, they got this, man. Like, they can,
I can change him.
They can do this. And then, like, we broke into their house and, like, blew a load on their wife's sleeping butt and, like, stole their DVD player. And now they're like, okay, fuck it.
I think, I don't know what happened. What happened with...
Well, the Canadian guy was like, why are you doing terrorists to us? And Trump said, well, remember the War of 1812? And he's like, yeah, the British burned down the White House.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I think it's funny also that to further the Nixon-Trump like connection, the last time something like this happened with Canada, it was with Nixon, and he like talked mad shit about the Prime Minister of Canada, and there was a huge rift. Guess who that Prime Minister of Canada was?
The current Prime Minister of China, of Canada's dad.
You got it.
Oh.
So we have a slightly taller orange Nixon in the White House, and everyone is just walking through their lives with blindfolds on.
Are we going through some like celestial presidential cycle?
Let's do the time warp again.
Jump to the left.
If only Tim Curry were here.
He'll give Trump a cheese pizza.
I hope that Canada can look at all this stuff going on and think, like, it's just Trump. It's not
right.
America.
Right.
It's just the guy that happens to be sitting behind the desk right now.
It's like the terrible foster parent of some good foster children. He's not going to be our dad forever. We'll get better. Please forgive him.
Like, really, he only took custody of us for the money.
Yeah.
He's going to pass us on once those foster checks stop.
That's a really good analogy.
He's just cashing those gummy mint checks, and he'll get them for the rest. That's the thing. Like, if I were Donald Trump and I were a failing businessman with a shitty attitude and a shitty diet and a shitty family and a shitty life and a terrible look and awful skin.
It's all about people's diets these days.
Eating carbs, eating pasta fazool all day. Wearing those suits that looked like they're made for an elephant that then were tailored to a man's figure, but they left all the extra material. Like...
And with shoulder pads, he still has shoulder
pads.
As
if he, like, his hair looks like a shoulder pad.
That's repurposed.
Yeah, he's just a fucking dude who's like, this could be an 80s movie. Like, a deadbeat dad moves, and he's like, what? He, like, sees a sign at, like, a Circle K where it's like, foster for money. And he's like, yeah. Then he gets, like, 20 kids, and, like, he can't handle it, but he likes the money. And then by the end of the movie, we all get along, except at the end of this movie, I believe we'll all be, like, remnants, like, small radioactive fragments in a big crater of some kind.
Anyway, that's been my takeaway. Also, work just sucks. I got a small sampling of it yesterday now that kids are out of school.
No.
Like, yesterday was the last day of school and it was only half day, so about halfway through my day, all of a sudden there was exasperated mothers with seven screaming children going like, why did I have this many children?
Yeah, because you always think about, well, I can always send them to school, but there is that break that you actually have to deal with the spawn that you spat out of your baloney hammock.
Ugh.
So please raise them right. So guys, talking to Joe this week, we'll see if this happens. Said he's going to put all of our episodes on YouTube. So fingers crossed.
Nice.
Talking to Joe and what did he say? Oh, yeah, he said,
I'm done with you.
Click. Kind of weird store brand-esque. Wait, no, that's an old. Anyway, he says, hey, did you hear about this show? And I was like, what show? He's like, the show that Adam and Andy are on. And I was like, what? they were guest hosts on another podcast? He says, no, they host their own show.
host our own show.
I said, no, they wouldn't do something like that and not even bother to tell me. So
I
look it up.
Upset.
I'll be goddamned. It's been happening for 4 months. So I found out, even at this place in my life, as stable and as comfortable in myself as it is, I found out I can really get my feelings hurt. Like,
I did tell him we had another show, and David didn't believe me.
Yeah, Andy did say that at one point.
What, so you said it like in passing once? Yeah, and not only that, but like it seems like so polished, like it's the thing you actually put work into. Meanwhile, I have
we don't do anything for it.
No.
Oh my god.
I told you. Yeah, but like
you told me.
I tried to tell you and you were like, "No, you don't do that." And I was like, "I guess I don't."
I guess he's right.
So that's the thing. We do so much bullshit on this show. You immediately backed down. I thought, "Okay, we're doing a bit." Like, if I, like, yeah. Like, but here's the thing. Like, even though it hurt my feelings for a couple days, I get it. And, you know, I guess it's fine. My only problem is, why wouldn't, number one, you try and cross-promote these things? Because already
you're... Well, for one, it's not our project.
Well, still. I mean, you can still promote it. Like, there's nothing stopping you from being like, hey, we do this other thing, and bring one of the two or three people who listen here over to, like, your show.
Oh, I see.
Oh, see, I have cross-promoted this show on that one.
Oh, I just barely found out about it, so I have no frame of reference.
Yeah. I honestly haven't listened to any of it.
Well, I was thinking at least you could have... You know, we could have been promoting it this whole time so that all of our listeners could then move over to that.
I mean, it's a completely different thing.
No, I know. I get that. Like, it's something you wouldn't want me involved in because it needs to be, like, well-spoken and thought out. But, like...
Oh, I don't get that from it at all.
Maybe after editing. Who knows?
Well, that's the thing. So like, you should... with what limited time we have left... push that, and we'll push it till the end of the show for plugs or whatever. But I think that's all that happened this week. It's been fucking... Here's the thing, guys. As soon as your wife says she's pregnant, your life goes completely insane.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I hear you. There's a lot of classes about how not to kill a baby.
We have not been to any classes.
I am not worried about not having my baby die under my own hands. I'm not Lenny from
About
Of Mice
not
and Men.
Having the baby die, so I know how to kill a baby, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around babies for quite a while now. I'm pretty sure I can handle that. It's just like everything. Here's like a weird, convoluted story. A pull behind the curtain in all of our bitsvilles, but. I realized that when I started growing my beard, I was like, oh, you know what? I should start taking care of this thing, which then spread out to the rest of my body. And now I'm ultra aware about everything around me, and it's nerve-wracking. So, you know, I'm trying to deal as best I can, but there's so much shit. And everybody wants to talk about everything all the time, and everybody's got their own, like... My favorite part about being half of a pregnant couple is all the advice that people give you that is not based on any science, but simply what you want to hear because you've got a baby kicking around in your guts.
I've seen this happen with a couple of the ladies at work. And also, Kelly is like almost, she tells us stories about people just walking up to her and like in Seattle, people walking up on the street and giving unsolicited advice.
Just total strangers.
Like, oh, shouldn't carry your bag like that. Shift the baby.
Here's what I want to tell people. Whether it comes to, you know, I love talking about my new diet. I'm going to talk about that some more. Whether it comes to that, whether it comes to raising a kid, carrying the baby inside your womb, whatever. I want everyone to remember that we are still just animals. We are no more special than dogs, cats, fish, birds. I don't give a fuck. Like, cosmically, we're all the fucking same. So, you don't...
This is a strong election platform.
I'm gonna fuck.
You don't... fuck you, America.
We're just animals.
We're just animals. So the fact that everyone is like, oh, you should do this. Like, don't tell people how to do their shit. You think when gorillas are pregnant, they're signing to each other, oh, be careful with that leaf. If you bend it the wrong way, it can hurt the baby. No, everybody does what they do. Everyone's just super hyper aware. We all need to calm down and realize we're all just animals, still just flinging shit at each other, except we're using the internet instead.
Have people started touching Krista randomly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
I'm not a fan.
Old women seem to be the worst at it. I'll watch customers come through, like, they're obviously pregnant, and old women will be like, hey, like, trying, start reaching for it.
Are they trying to steal youth from the child?
Here's the thing that simple genetics will tell you. If you have a parent with a dominant trait and a parent with a submissive trait, the dominant trait wins.
Correct.
That is an analogy I'm using for people who want to fucking hug everybody. If you want to hug someone, guess what? You get to. You're in the dominant gene, because if you don't want to hug someone, you're an asshole, and you get to be treated like you're a pariah. So you always have to accept a hug from the person who wants to hug you, even though it makes you extremely uncomfortable. So guess what, Krista? You get to have your fucking belly touched for the next 9 goddamn months, because I have to take a lifetime of hugs from people I don't want to fucking hug.
I'm going to start explaining genetics like that to people.
Right.
Listen, it's either you're a hugger or a huggy, and if you're a huggy, your life is fucking garbage!
If you're a huggy, you're some sort of diaper.
People do like to, like, and I'm a hugger, like, well, I'm not.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. Their arms are already around you.
Yeah, that's the thing. And Krista's mom does the same fucking thing. She says, I'm going to hug you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so, number one, she's a lady and my mother-in-law, so yeah, I can't do shit. I just have to sit there and take it. I fucking hate hugs. I think they are stupid. I understand why people do them. I understand that skin hunger is a thing and that we need contact of other human beings.
Yeah.
I love a hearty handshake. I love a good, like a pat on the back. I love small things like that. Like something that you don't have to invest in, and you're not like hugging to me is so weird. Because if you walk in on two people and they're hugging, it looks like they've just gone through a loss. Like if you walk into my house, 9 times out of 10, Krista is begging for a hug, and I have to oblige. If you'd walk in, you'd think that we just found a dead body in the bathroom. We're standing there silently embracing, and it's weird.
I don't think it's weird.
Exactly. And that's why there's two types of people, you and me. And now you get to live as me for 9 fucking months.
I'm not a hugger. I don't seek them out, but I don't think it's weird.
I don't.
No, I only want to hug one person.
I don't want to hug anybody. Typically. Like, hugs are for very special occasions. Here's when you do a hug.
Funerals, car accidents, life-threatening news. Yeah.
Funerals, no car accidents, no maybe life-threatening. What do you mean? Is it threatening?
Like bad news from the doctor.
Okay, so like if a loved one. Okay,
like
so I'm gonna say
news.
Emergencies. I'm gonna give it a blanket for all emergencies. Births, because those aren't technically emergencies. Deaths, and if you haven't
life.
Seen someone face to face in over 6 months.
It's true.
But weddings.
Yeah.
Weddings is fine too. Mm-hmm. Like
no, I can't hug it with
celebrations.
Somebody dies at the wedding.
I don't mind celebrations. Like big events, make hugs memorable. Like when I see someone I haven't seen in a long time, and if I feel the need to hug you and I hug you, you know you fucking earned it, because I don't hug people because I think it's weird. But if something comes over me and I have to give someone a hug, then you have to be the person that I am. You have to take it.
People that force hugs onto David are diminishing all of David's future hugs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because like once you flood the market with them goddamn things, then you're like, whoa, no, you're going to hug me now? You're going to go hug the guy who delivers the sparkles water? Get the fuck out of here.
All of David's hug energy that he stores up and they're stealing from him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those weird things that I've never been a fan of. But when I do feel the need, I will do it.
I'm not a fan of fist bumps, but it's because everybody does it differently. And when somebody offers one up,
oh, yeah.
Like I've got a guy at work that every time he wants like he's like, hey, good job. And I'm like, he'll offer his fist up in like a weird angle. I'm like, what do you want from
yeah,
me?
Here's
all you have to do is touch fists. That's it.
Well, but sometimes it's like, am I supposed to bump the bottom? Am I supposed to like
yeah.
pound it? What are we
Here's
doing?
The thing.
Whatever part you want.
This is another reason I love a good handshake. There's no way you're going to shake someone's hand and then they're going to forcibly remove it and slap it around a whole bunch.
I like to put my middle finger into the middle of a handshake and like wiggle it around.
and then you let them see that brown handkerchief they got hanging out of your back right pocket. You say, meet me at that glory hole in the bathroom. It says Andy was here.
Well, like, I mean, I don't like being touched. I mean, it took me 28 years to get a massage for the first time ever.
But see, that's a different thing. Massages, I totally love. Because they're doing it because they have to. Because
they're not hugging
you. I'm paying them to work my muscles.
So wait. If you had to pay for a hug, you'd like it better?
No, still wouldn't. Here's the thing I like about massages. They're emotionally detached. Like, here's another thing about hugs, is if you hug them, like, I oftentimes I'm left wondering, what am I supposed to be feeling here? Like, if we're just doing this to embrace, I'm getting nothing out of it. I'm only doing this because presumably you are. But with a massage, it's an exchange of money for a service. I don't have to be like, oh, thank you so much for that massage that you put so much emotion in, and then a hug afterwards.
Can I start a hugging service?
It's a slippery slope, Andy. Before you know it, you're in jail and you're wearing one of those big hats with feathers on it.
He's right.
What, he's a Native American at that point?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
He's wearing a headdress and smoking a big long pipe, and he's using smoke signals to call his lawyer.
Come on down to the hug tent.
You know what they say, once you start hugging, then you go into a teepee.
I don't understand how currency works, so if you give me some bobbles, you get a hug.
Careful, Andy.
Yeah, we're treading precariously close to the edge. If you haven't already, shit over it.
I have people at work, some ladies at work, that are like, just so you know, I'm warning you now, when you get a little bigger, I'm going to start touching your stomach. And I'm like, yeah. You know, as long as you like let me know beforehand.
Like, how does that make you feel?
Just respond to them, say it, just so you know, I carry all my change in a big tube sock and I like to swing it around.
Yeah, when people touch my stomach, it gives me the urge for my arm to swing around like Homie the Clown is disapproving.
I feel like hugging somebody is different than somebody coming up and randomly massaging and rubbing your stomach.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm not pregnant nor a woman. I'd rather have someone come up and rub my stomach than hug me.
No.
That's weird. You're weird.
I mean,
obviously, we're talking about strangers here. If a stranger was going to hug me or pat my stomach, I would rather have them pat my stomach. If it was between down two people I know, I would rather have them pat my stomach than hug me also.
But David's eating right and getting fit, so at that point, it's like, good job. If somebody came up and patted my stomach, I'd feel like it was a criticism, like,
Well, not to mention all the carbs we eat, all the bad stuff on their hand would get into our stomach.
Yeah. I mean, you're leeching your waste onto their hands, and then they have to wipe it on their shirt, and they bring that home to their kids.
You'd see their dirty handprint on your shirt, and it would just, like, soak into your skin.
Yeah, and then all their kids get pink eye and then die of the Hanta virus. You guys are killing so many children by eating gluten, you heartless bastards. Oh, man, it's the silent killer. It's the silent killer, except when they die from shitting themselves inside out. Then it gets loud. It's loud. Oh, boy. So anyway, guys, let's move on to whatever Andy's got for us. Is it a Craigslist or is it something else?
It's not a Craigslist. I got a bunch of different stuff here.
Grab bag. We're doing an FFOP, classic FFOP grab bag.
One of them classic grab bags. There's several subreddits I've been looking at on Reddit, and one of them is Insane People Facebook.
Sure.
Okay.
Where people find posts that from, Facebook, where it's
insane,
really crazy people.
Yeah, well, sorry, right there in the title, you might say.
Or Choosing Beggars, which is people asking for stuff on like Facebook or Twitter, and somebody's like, well, I've got something like that.
Well, so let me ask you a question about Reddit really quick. If you think of a topic that you want, do you always have to phrase it as Yoda would?
Yes.
All right. Just making sure. I thought that was a rule of the internet, but I wanted to double check.
So I'll start out with an Insane People Facebook. Here's a post from Facebook. No name.
Oh.
It says, I think it's pretty gross people breastfeed. It's not milk. It's body fluids. Well. Might as well feed your little one your pee.
What? Okay, okay. So I thought
were the same thing.
I thought we were doing moral crusade, like it's horrible to show a child the tit, not the fact that breast milk is as good as piss.
Yeah, not the fact that they don't know what comes out of our bodies.
So I assume that person drinks milk or at least has milk on their cereal. Are they when they run
real
out
good
pissing
glass of cow piss today?
Yeah, are they like, oh, out of milk, better piss on these Cheerios? Just as good. It's a bodily fluid. Oh, diarrhea. Who wants ice cream?
Gonna spit all over my cereal.
Oh, man.
We have bottles and formula. That's meant to feed your baby.
No, it's not. What other animal
I mean,
feeds
it? Is meant to feed your baby.
Right. If you can't breastfeed, then that's the
technically
alternative.
Yes, but it's a horrible option. And what other animal? Remember, we're all animals, guys. We're all animals.
Remember that.
What other animal has access to a formula that other animals of its species? Imagine a lion. Imagine a lion with safety goggles on and holding a clipboard, walking through a factory tenanted by other lions making lion formula.
Man, it's amazing lions in the wild are able to scrounge enough to get any formula in the first place.
I know, let alone all those factories, and it's all roboticized now. That's the thing that's decimated.
There's a post that keeps on giving.
Well, that's the thing that decimated the lion economy was all the robots they put in the formula factories.
Yep.
Keep going.
Stop giving your body fluid a classy name by calling it milk. It's not milk. Milk comes from cows.
What about, okay,
well,
fine, but I guarantee this person has heard, you know, maybe it was Virgil who penned it during, in between sessions of the Aeneid. Perhaps it was Virgil in between Inferno and Paradiso. But as the old saying goes, milk, lemonade, around the corner, fudge is made. That is not referring to a cow. You'd have to say milk 6 times.
Milk, 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 milk.
And then you'd be like 4 inches back and then up lemonade and then 2 inches above that. That's where the fudge is made. But it's clumsy.
See, those are better directions. Yeah.
That's how they teach kids their cardinal directions nowadays.
Like, obviously, this person doesn't understand the concept of a mammal.
Right. Like, did this person skip all science classes ever?
Probably. Just wait until they find out that platypus is sweat milk.
Well, and who... So maybe this person might be the product of a terrible joke played by some hilarious parents.
That's possible.
If
in which case, great job, parents.
If that's the case, bravo, 100, ya boy. But
from your boy,
ya boy. If I were to mess with a kid, I would definitely not teach them an entire phyla. Like, if I were like, hey kid, guess what? There's fish, insects, arachnids, lizards, reptiles rather, amphibians, birds, and that's it. And they'd be like, whoa.
Tell you what, in your first day of school, don't let those democratic teachers tell you amphibians are real, because they're a goddamn government lie.
The left are going to tell you about these things called mammals and how they produce milk and or lemonade.
And or.
Don't listen.
It's almost like saying almonds make milk. Idiots everywhere.
I mean, that's more of like Chubby Checker. He was chubby, but he was not a checker. Like, it's just a funny name, guys. They're not going to call it...
Your analogies are just on point today.
I'm nailing it. They're not. It's because of all this almond water I drink.
It's because of all the snot carbs.
All the snot carbs.
What do you eat instead of carbs?
Fat.
What do you replace all the food with?
Fat. You replace it with fat. You replace all your carbs with fat.
How do I make a... sandwich out of fat?
You can make
pork
belly.
Do you really want to hear like recipe tips?
No, we're good.
Because you can make bread out of almond and coconut flour. Moral of the story is, this guy is crazy. Yeah.
Next up, I have a choosing beggar, and Adam, you can read the second guy.
Okay.
Can anybody give me a ride downtown tomorrow? Need a ride to an appointment at 10, so pick me up at 9 and drive me home around 11.
I could probably do it. I've got some shopping to do downtown. If you pay for parking, I'll drive.
Thanks, I guess, but why should I pay for parking your car?
Oh, fuck. I feel like, why are we not living in a future where as soon as that is typed, a little, you know, tiny, microscopic even, small... panel opens up on your keyboard and a needle comes out and injects you with cyanide. Why? How are we not in that society?
Like, I mean, we're getting there.
Yeah, I'd say we're closer than not.
I
mean,
I don't know why I bought that cyanide add-on for my PC, but
I think Logitech should make that a standard feature. Like, if it detects you being an asshole online, like, first, maybe it's not cyanide at first. Maybe it hits you with Novocaine and it's like, hey, man, this is your warning. You now have a numb hand for a couple hours.
Little panel do that again opens on your computer and pepper sprays you.
Yeah, then pepper spray, and then, you know, after that, then it kills you.
Let's see. Let's do another choosing beggar before we get into the lizard people.
Ooh.
The horrible. Went to Moo Moo's to get free water, and they gave us cups of water without lids. And I asked for a lid, and they said they don't have lids for those cups.
Well, yeah, they don't want to bankroll your fucking broke ass.
I told them I'm pregnant, and I'm walking with my 2-year-old son and trying to catch the bus, and they said, we can't give you the bigger cups, because you'll have to pay for them. So I said, never mind, you can keep your water, and I walked out.
Good for you.
Listen, I am dying of thirst. However, I am going to turn down your generous offer of a lidless water. Simply
no
because.
Lids.
No lids.
Am I a peasant?
Yeah, but the straws are right out there. You can have as many straws as you want, bitch. Like, chill out.
All manner of debris could get in here.
And then she straightened her petticoats, puffed out her lace umbrella, tipped her tiny little, like those English wedding hats, and was out the door, and her fake butt broke the window.
Yep. It just upsets me because my son started crying because he wanted some water and he needed a lid for the cup.
That's why he was crying, or because he didn't get any water?
He didn't get any water.
Can you imagine how he was crying? Mom, that lid! Why? Why wouldn't they give you the lid?
I can see why I'm drinking!
Why? So
why
thirsty!
They put a top on this?
So thirsty. Maybe he's got a drinking problem like that guy in Airplane.
Oh, yeah, that would a lid would be important for that situation.
this will be our last one. It's entitled Smelled Lizard Today.
Mm. Smelled it, dealt it.
Yep, whoever smelled the lizard, dealt the lizard.
The end.
At the Family Dollar Store. That's a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the right turn lane and was turning right and had the green light, and some old guy coming the other way ran through the red arrow and almost slammed into me, looking at me the whole time he made the turn.
So he knew what he was doing. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's the alpha.
Yeah, he
guy was full of it.
Made you a beta.
Blowing it off, I went down the parking aisle and pulled into a spot, and that guy stopped right behind me, glaring.
He didn't get to that space first?
I guess not.
Story's falling apart.
Full of holes.
His wife hopped out of the car and went into the Family Dollar.
Yeah.
I was just a little behind her.
Uh-oh, what's gonna happen?
Pulled my blackjack from my purse and bashed her over the head.
Slowly I approached.
I read in the paper that a woman was found murdered in a Family Dollar with a horrible blunt force trauma and a cranial fracture.
Anyways.
They never found me.
When I got into the store, cruising the aisles, looking for deals, you know, like they have at the Family Dollar, I ran into her
nothing
again.
But deals.
She was short.
Listen, the Family Dollar is like 4 square yards of real estate. You're going to see the person from the parking lot in the store.
Yeah, but what if she takes the deals that I'm cruising for?
Yeah, what if they get to the deals first?
Then that dollar will be, that general will have to be, that dollar general will have to be demoted to a quarter sergeant.
Ah, woo!
Yes, I knew I would get it.
Stuck the landing. Let's go to the judges.
Oh, tens, it's tens. It's all over. The French judge gave you 5.
Oh, goddamn the French.
Maybe 4'9 to 4'11. White hair and white skin that was too white and didn't look right.
Maybe a little too white if you ask me.
Is this someone who's an anti-racist? Or no, they're just racist.
They're just
white
regular
people.
Racist.
That's how brainwashed I am. I think only racism can happen against brown people.
Yep.
Privilege.
She smiled and I looked into her eyes and they were dead inside.
Oh. She was a shark.
Like all old
people.
She
was a shark. She had a doll's eyes.
He's describing some sort of like walking zombie.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Black looking eyes and no life in them. She turned quickly and left.
The smell of blood in her nostrils.
She burped and I heard something metallic hit the floor and I learned it was a car license plate. And then there was Richard Dreyfuss.
Smelled lizard on her.
Smelled lizard what? On her?
Just... Do you ever get up real close to somebody, take a deep breath and go, "You smell like a lizard today."
Lizard. Yep. just really bury your face in their neck.
Don't know who they are. Never seen them before. Smelled lizard though, no doubt about it.
Scent of reptile.
Now I gotta hunt him down and kill him. I'm Max Walker, the lizard hunter, and I skin lizards.
He just got snake skin everything on.
Yeah.
You smell like lizard today. Oh, yeah. Well, like, the boots, though.
My biggest regret is not taking down the bushes when they changed during that one CNN video. And the royal family, but I can't afford a plane ticket.
They don't let me fly anymore.
I'm pretty obvious with all these snakeskin clothes on.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to camouflage.
There's lizards look like people walking on this rock, and now they know I can see them.
Whoa, this is really taking a turn.
I like how your character has gone more and more Southern Sheriff.
You've really evolved.
Yeah, it was like, we started out, I was driving to the Dollar General, and now he's like, I know them varmints are poking and prodding around my outhouse.
Look, if the character fits.
Them cold-blooded monsters.
Varmints.
Addendum. After I saw the lady in the Family Dollar, this mark showed up on the underside of my right forearm that was closest to her as she passed me, but she never touched me. And the guy has a bruise.
Yeah, he has a small bruise.
You know, I found a person in a store that I could have swore had the soul of a hamster. Then later when I came home, there was this little cut on the finger I used to point at him.
You ran into one of them.
And I think it's from some sort of ghost hamster tooth that flew through psychic space and bit my finger.
It's the ghost of Hamtaro.
It is the ghost of Hamtaro.
Oh, no.
After he was shoved up a Japanese dude's ass.
Is that what happened at the end of Hamtaro?
I never did finish that show.
That was the series finale.
Oh my goodness. I got just a question.
Okay.
Can anybody please provide me with a video of military patrols stopping flat earthers from going to ice wall?
What?
There's number one, no such thing as an ice wall. Number two, there's no military on Earth that has jurisdiction all over the world, let alone
over
this,
the ice wall.
The ice wall where the walkers are on the other side of.
Like, there's got to be one because they have surrounded our flat Earth.
The walkers.
So what now? So why would there? Oh, let's indulge in this flat Earth theory for a moment.
Yes.
So in this theory, the Earth is flat and round. It's like a giant pizza pie, low carb, of course. Mm. So the ice is all around the circumference, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when the sun passes from one cardinal direction to another, won't those areas have the ice melted simply by virtue of the sun being so close to them as it passes over?
And that's where the seas come from.
Also, why is it so cold around the outside, and why can't we see the ice wall from space? And how come every time they go up into space, like, the Earth turns and we see different sides of it?
No, it's all doctored.
Because, like,
been to space.
You'd think of flat Earth, like, if you look at a quarter, for instance, or the aforementioned delicious pizza pie. You got a front, and you got a back. If you turn it in any direction other than straight on the front or straight on the back, it looks like a two-dimensional figure, yet we have pictures from all over the globe. Do the continents shift to like, pose for the photographers?
Yes.
Well, damn it, Andy. My world is falling apart with that simple answer.
I've got one more very short one for you. If vaccines are so great, why aren't they mentioned in the Bible?
All right, we can move on, but I think that you're bearing the lead about me becoming a flat earther now.
David, I need you to stop talking about that. They're listening to us right now.
Oh,
they
God,
figure out we know about the ice wall.
The lizard people are?
Yeah.
I can smell them right
now. I was just in the Dollar General, and I'm covered in bruises now.
Oh, shit.
Gotta stop running into everything in the Dollar General.
Well, I was drunk.
I drank five beers and walked around the Dollar General bumping into things because I was avoiding lizard people. Like, ugh!
Why shouldn't I drink five? They're all a dollar.
If I were white trash, I don't think I would be able to dream up a better way to spend it, like an afternoon slash evening than drinking, than like downing a six pack and wandering around a Dollar General. Just like all the colors, the shapes, the different faces you see. Like, it would be a trip.
I saw four or five different species of aliens, not just lizard people, but grays.
Yeah. And those jelly monsters, those ones that are just color.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they're all wearing their human flesh suits that they probably stole from a real person.
Because, come on, let's say you're an alien capable of interdimensional or interplanetary. Either one, I don't care. Either one of those travels. Wouldn't you want to go to the place with the best deals?
Yeah. Look, this was supposed to be a dollar. I got it for 55 cents.
It was like, on sale.
Let's say I become an astronaut. I say, hey, Elon Musk, let me borrow that spaceship, wink, and I steal it. I fly off to a different planet. I wouldn't immediately go to their equivalent of Scottsdale. I don't have that kind of money. I'm looking for good deals.
What is this, an alien Dillard's? Jesus, where's your Walmart?
You guys still have alien Mervins up here? Well, we're light years ahead of you.
We had to get rid of ours because the Spanish took it over.
Yeah, do you guys have the Spanish up here? We have a real problem with them back home.
The alien gives you a knowing nod.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Why aren't vaccines in the Bible?
Yeah, if vaccines are so great, why aren't they in the Bible?
Yeah, well, so they're asking why hadn't science been invented yet?
I guess.
Well, isn't that the answer?
Yes. Well, and the other answer is Jesus was just walking around being like, poke, and then you cured.
Yeah, it's because he had needles in his fingers.
Here's the trade-off that I think is great. You know, I'm sure living back in biblical times sucks because there was no AC, no toilet paper, no indoor plumbing, no running water, no, none of that. But you had a very slim chance of getting cured of your leprosy by a walking deity. See, now we've got iPhones and Samsungs and computers and insulated drink cups and drinking straws.
And lids. Lids!
Lids. We've got lids for our water cups. But no Jesus. Here's the thing that would really bring people around to your cause. Now, also, why do all the miracles before anyone knew to stop eating dirt? why not wait a couple hundred or thousand years so that we, like, you know, have you know, maybe this religion thing is falling apart under scrutiny, but come on, Jesus, let's pick it up.
And why haven't you returned yet? I've been told, like, for hundreds of years, there's guys like, this is going to be the time. He's coming back. Number one, I've put up a chair for him at the table.
Yeah, the hubris. I love the hubris of people. But so I wonder if this person, no, they obviously didn't. A normal person would have looked back and been like, technology of the Bible days. Even if you phrased it that stupidly, it would show you in clear and concise words that there were no syringes, nor even medicine.
No, not really.
Like, they would eat goat shit and then put a leech on their nuts.
Oh my God, there's so many good old-timey cures. Like, do you have the ashes of a wolf's head? I need some for my wine. freaking read some of like, Pliny the Elder wrote this huge book. It was like, these are my cures, and a lot of them is just wine with ashes of something.
You know, I should get that book, because all mine are, like, specific. Like, I had a headache the other day, so I had to go find a black cat, hit it with a hammer made of stone I had to make myself, because they don't sell those, you guys. Then I had to wait until midnight, wait another 4 minutes, bury the cat, then splash some of my chicken's blood over the thing, and it finally went away.
I mean, do you have jaundice right now? David, you're looking a little yellow.
I am a little yellow, but I have been eating a lot of yellow. I can't think of a yellow food that I would
eat. I need you to stare at a yellow bird until it dies. It will take the yellow out of you.
Until the bird dies?
Yeah.
So were yellow birds once white until jaundiced people stared at them?
Yeah. we really fucked up some canaries.
They can only handle so much before they die.
It's that weird thing. It's like light cures like. Like, what do we have that's yellow around here? Well, pet canary.
I'm just going to stare down some bananas.
Honey, I've got to kill your canary. I'm feeling jaundiced. Oh, no.
Well, that's what we have it for.
I guess go ahead. Anyway, what are they saying?
You were saying that's the end of the segment.
Oh, wait. So that was all I said? The question, there was just a question of why aren't there vaccines in the Bible?
Yeah. Well, if vaccines are so great, why aren't they mentioned in the Bible? I don't know. If television is so great, then why isn't it mentioned in the Bible?
Also, cars aren't mentioned in the Bible.
Or Facebook.
Or smartphones.
Or Facebook. Or smartphones. Or Craigslist. So, I mean,
few gaps in there, maybe.
It's very funny to me how people can point to the one thing they don't like and be like, okay, here's a list of things that you can't do. And they're like, okay, I don't like this one, so I'm going to make sure nobody else does that. But I'm going to do the other stuff.
Hell yeah.
I was talking to my boss about this, and I want your guys' opinion. If you were in a position of power, like, let's say a senator, and you did something illegal, like, oh, I don't know, fuck children, or something that you would find religiously abhorrent, like you were gay, would you then make it your life's work stamping out that thing, making it all the more tragic when you're found out to be the thing that you're trying to stamp out?
And oh my God, it happens so often, really.
Why doesn't anyone just be like, hey, guess what? I'm a conservative Christian. I'm gay, but I have a plan. I'm just going to do the gay stuff on the down low so that if I get caught being gay, I won't then be further disgraced for, you know, wanting to change the people that I actually am.
Or like the guy that just caught a few months back, who was one of the pizza gators.
Oh, good.
And it turns out he was trafficking children.
That's the thing. Whenever someone makes a huge and I know that, well, I know this is going to sound terrible. When someone's like really against pedophiles and they're like, oh yeah, let's get those motherfucking pedophiles. Part of me thinks like, why do you have so much fervor? Like, I hate, don't get me wrong, I hate pedophiles. I don't make it my life's goal to search for them or like have, like, because I've been watching a lot of these reruns of Chris Hansen's To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Because it's like a hilarious one-act play in every one. But I don't know if I'd be one of those people to work at the company that tracks predators.
But does, on that line of logic, does that mean one day we're going to find out that Chris Hansen is also doing that?
Well, that's the thing. He is just doing it for the ratings. He doesn't chat with the... Like, he comes in and says, hey, would you like to be on TV? They say, yes. Here, read this on TV about the pedophiles.
He's not the person that's obsessed with it. He's just the
he's doing it for the ratings. And I'm you know, for the love of the children, I have to think. Because he doesn't do the pedophile stuff all the time. So, like, if there's someone in your life who's like, oh, I hate gay people and I think they should all... Like, take a look at them real hard. Especially if they bring up their hatred about things unprovoked. I'm ignorant, but at least I know the object I'm referring to.
I'm an informed kind of ignorant.
Yeah, I'm the best kind of ignorant. The barely informed kind. Give me
the
power.
The most dangerous kind.
Yeah. Thank God I don't have any crackpot ideas. Except for the wallet moth. Guys, I think that's it. Right, Andy? There's no more?
No, there's no more. I mean, I could probably find some, but we're good.
Going for days.
We're good. All right, so guys, not sure how many shows we have left. As of this recording, it's June something.
12th.
It's June 12th. We could probably squeeze in one or two more.
Yes.
So if you're hearing this and you're not one of the three or four people who listen who are like eight episodes behind, you should have listened to this sooner because I need your suggestions. What do you want us to do before we are gonzo? What, like, do you want us to bring anything back? Is there something you want us to do that we've never done before?
Bring in my saxophone, have a live session.
Yeah, I mean, Adam has his Bill
Adam has his years.
Adam has his Bill Clinton outfit, so he could do a Bill on the sax sort of thing, and Andy has that blue dress still.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
well, some of it's blue.
Some of it still is. So, if, you know, guys, if you want us to do something, or if you want something that we've never done before, write in. And you know where you can write in? Guess where? I've only said it over 300 times. It's fistfulpodcast@gmail.com or dave@fistfulpodcast.com. Enjoy us on Twitter while we're there. Since I'm going to be deleting this account, I'm going to get belligerent.
I've seen some of it happening.
Yeah, I'm letting slip loose the dogs of annoyance because I no longer have to worry about this show ever getting big and then being disgraced. So yeah, we're on Twitter. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm also going to be deleting my FFOP one in favor of my photo burrito one.
Do you like photo burrito?
So it's at my photo burrito if you want to follow me there.
Dave constantly takes like good selfies.
Every time I'm forced to do my phone because I don't want to dig my camera out, I think, God damn it, I'm at least going to frame this motherfucker and get the lighting right.
Composition, bitches.
Listen, you don't need a good camera to take a good picture, God damn it. All you need to do is use your fucking eyeballs.
I gave you two goddamn eyes.
Welcome to the rule of thirds, bitch.
If you look up and you're fucking cast in dark shadow and you look like a murderer, turn towards the sun, you fucking idiot!
No, that was the look I was going for.
Yeah, that was intentional.
Oh, hey, I love this picture, but there's a hobo shitting in the background. Oh, yeah, the background's an important thing, too. I always forget about that fucking shit. Guys, plan your shots. Plan the shots and then shoot the fucking plan.
If you're in the bathroom, flush the toilet.
And then toilet the flush.
Sure.
I had to work it backwards like my other thing. Otherwise, it would have not gone anywhere. I guess that's it.
Oh, I got an expansion for Cards Against Humanity today, and it came in like a fake DVD case.
What is it called?
It was the Dad expansion, but the fake DVD case has like a warrior. Adam's near it. Adam, get it.
Well, have you seen those knockoff ones like Crabs Against Humanity and...
Yeah, but, well, this one's an actual Cards Against Humanity thing, but it was supposed to be for Dad, so it comes in like a fake action movie. It says, Hom Tanks, Blood Oath Remembrance. I opened up this package, and my wife goes, Did David send you something again?
That does sound like something I would send you. Yep, there it is. That is just, that looks like an actual B-movie DVD cover. Guys, that's it, I guess. So,
that's everything.
Do you want to recommend that for staff recommendations?
Well, it's just an expansion for Cards Against Humanity.
Well, you know, people are...
If you like Cards Against Humanity, they're always making expansions. Go on their website. There's one for dads. There's one for weed.
They have to keep making expansions because that game gets boring quickly.
Yeah. You know. We play it once every, like, 3 months, and then it's still fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there was a period when, like, 2 or 3 people in my family got it, so we played it all the time, and it was just like, oh, here's that. Oh, my God. Fuck. So, yeah. Cards Against Humanity expansion. Grow a beard, guys. I'm going to recommend that. Grow a fucking beard.
I tried.
You'll start taking care of it. You'll start taking care of yourself, and then you'll thank me for it. And then if you're like me, you can get into doing your own beard oils, because you look at some of these prices and you're like, holy shit. Look, my beard is strong enough to hold up a small white brush.
Wow.
It is. Oh no, it's going. The structural integrity of the beard is a lie.
It's a very heavy brush.
Jet fuel doesn't burn hot enough to melt David's beard.
If my beard were on the front of that plane, it would have bounced off and flown into the ocean. We could have had 2 Sullys.
Double sullied.
Just think of it.
Oh, I've been sullied.
Adam, you want to recommend anything to anybody?
I don't think I got anything new this week.
I've been sending out portraits, or not portraits, but photos to people as thank yous, and some of them have got them. I hope RJ's gotten his, because I want him to send me a picture of the one I sent him hanging on the wall.
Oh, he texted me today.
Did he get it?
He didn't say he got it. It was this morning. It was super early this morning. He goes, I'm expecting David to arrive at my door any day now. And I was like, hopefully it'll be today. He goes, fingers crossed for him wearing a Speedo.
Typically, I arrive in my pants right before bed, if you catch my drift. But yeah, I want him to take a picture of that and send it to me so I can put it on the Facebook before we go kaput, because I think that would be funny. So yeah, I guess, you know, that's all we got. That's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time here at this show, which is FFOP Radio, and I have been Dave.
I'm Krista.
I have been Andy, but my chrysalis is... I'm emerging.
And I'm Adam, and I will be remembered.
So if Andy is the pupa stage, your next... If you were in a cocoon, you'd be an Andoon, and then you would evolve into an Andygon.
Oh, no, I turned to Andrew WK at the end.
That's your mega evolution.
That's a weird... Yeah, we'll go from Andygon to Andy to Andrew WK. Anyway, guys, this episode's over. See you next time.
For the... Try to... Fistful of Podcasts Radio.